Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, November 16th, 2021, 14 minutes past the hour. And we did have phone calls coming in there as we were going to break. So if you have something to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. But I have some things to say here. Now, I was not going to really talk a whole lot more about Lady Justice, which, by the way, thanks to our friend Sarah out there driving the bus this morning, we do know that Lady Justice is going back on top of the Marion County Courthouse as we speak. So I assume, I don't know how long a process that will be, but I do know that it is going up there right now. So that's good to, were you over at the sit down and give us a first-hand perspective of this whole thing. Our friend Ted Jolliffe is in here. He was just over at the courthouse.
Well, they're all getting pictures with the Lady Justice before she goes atop the courthouse, and I was close up, and beautiful, beautiful job on that Lady Justice. Just absolutely beautiful job. It's amazing. I never seen her up close before, but... And she's got all the characters that you'd want of a lady, I'll tell you that.
So she's is she back on top now?
No, they're still they're in the process of raising her down, and then with the gear and stuff that's going to bolt her down and stuff, they're going to go in. And so I thought, well, it'll be a little bit of time. I got to go home and be with my wife and check her out. So
see if you can go.
Yeah, I will do that.
Okay.
I will do that.
All right.
So we will work on that as the morning goes on here, but it's great that things are going on like this.
I didn't know if you'd be in here or not for sure, but I saw your car there, so I thought, well, I'll stop by. You're excited all about it and everything.
Well,
she
yeah.
and her daughters and stuff, they're up there, and the little boy you got picture with the scale holding it, grandson. So the Evers family is represented very well, and friends of Charlie. And oh my God, I don't know. Charlie would be very, very proud.
Now, were there a lot of people down there?
Well, you can't distinguish how many people would be around because the activity around the courthouse and stuff and in and out. But large crowds crowding the street and traffic jams, no. But I'm sure there's eyes looking upon from all different areas, windows and everything around about Marion that you'll never know about. But my eyes was right there. And I went inside the courthouse. And I was standing right there behind the glass door as the judge Edwards was there, and a few of the other dignitaries in the courthouse getting pictures with the Lady Justice. So, and I talked to everybody. They probably say, "Who's this guy?" But you know what? A guy from Marion, all my life. I just made it a point, and maybe this is my last chance to ever be around people than talking. See something like this, a very high-quality thing of Marion happening right at this moment.
Well, good. I'm glad things are going well over there. That's that's nice to hear.
Yeah. Oh, she's beautiful.
That's good.
Beautiful job on it, yeah.
And they blindfolded her.
Yeah, yeah. And I talked to Judge Edwards there and asked him to clarify a little bit about that, and he said, yeah, and then he explained why the justices and all the technical things. But I said, now, I understand that there is other... Lady Justices per se around, that it isn't mandatory to have them blindfolded. And he said that's right, but they decided from people calling in, some against and some for, and so they decided to put a blindfold on her eyes.
Well, that's nice.
They said a mask, but it's a blindfold across her eyes, and it's the same color, the bronze color, the whole Lady Justice is all bronze, and just absolutely beautiful. Close up in it, I just so thrilled to see that and be that close to the thing. And boy, if Charlie was here, I tell you.
I think that's why, in general, that's why I decided not to go. I thought, because he complained for a long time that he wanted it restored and that he's not here to see it. You know, it's great for people who want to go over there and
yeah, I think they're handling it about as fairly as they can. And I think Charlie's family and they're a part of them and stuff that witnessing it, I think that's great. And that's what we got to be satisfied too with our... His family is enjoying what he loved about the Lady Justice.
You know what's interesting? I was reading a newspaper clipping from 52 when she was originally stolen last night. And the newspaper clipping does talk about this guy who showed up that afternoon who was going to take her to restore her, but none of the county commissioners at that time knew who this guy was, and they had not even made the decision to restore her. So, you know, she could have disappeared that day and never been returned. But also in that article, it's funny because we think of Lady Justice as being a very big deal now because of her missing and restoring her twice. But the commissioners at that time took her down because she was damaged, and they were thinking about replacing her with something else. So she might never have been back up there if Richard Carey had not taken her back in 52.
And, of course, the names you're talking about, commissioners and stuff there, you know.
They're long gone.
Well, I would. I was born in 41, so in 52, I'd have been 11 years old. So I'm glad I was around here. I looked at the crowd, and, you know, Scott, I asked, and I think, Dick Curry and I was the only ones that was in our 80s up there.
The rest, the rest is a little bit of a younger group.
I looked and I seen, yeah, men and women both. Well, and then when we go to women now we're classifying women. Jeannie Leeper Evers was there, and so I know how old she was because we walked to school together. So,
yeah. You're right. Well, hey.
They're enjoying it very good. Hey, Scott, I'll catch up with you later.
Ted.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by. All right. Well, there's a first-hand perspective on what's going on over at the courthouse right now, and we thank Ted Jolla for stopping by. Now, here's the things that I have to say about this, and it's an interesting situation, to be perfectly honest with you, but it speaks to the power of this radio station. Now, yesterday we did the whole story on Lady Justice, and we were talking about two people we did not know their whereabouts. Now, Mike Griffith, we did learn, thanks to Jeannie Evers, that I believe he's over in Mount Vernon now. Just celebrated his 50th wedding anniversary 3 years ago, so we're happy Mike is doing well. But the two people we did not know about were Dane Rankert. Now, Dane Rankert was the gentleman who climbed to the top of the courthouse and helped secure Lady Justice back the first time on November 15th, 1980. And we got a message this morning from one of our listeners, Rich Gorenflo, that he had talked to Dane Rankert yesterday and told Dane that we were talking about him on the radio and told Dane to call in. So we might hear from Dane Rankert today, I hope. Now, it's kind of hard because the Lady Justice situation is going on even as we speak. So I don't know if we'll hear from Dane today or not, but hopefully we will hear from him at some point. Now, the other thing that I found absolutely fascinating, this whole ball got rolling, well, more than 40 years ago now, because of a lady named Maxine Neff. She's even mentioned in Charlie Evers' story as the lady who called Charlie on the radio and said, hey, I'll pledge $300 if you can find Lady Justice to repair her to put her back on the courthouse. And $300 back in 1980 was quite a bit of dough. And we've never heard from Maxine Neff, to my knowledge. I don't know if anybody's heard from Maxine Neff. Well, guess what? Got a phone call here at the station yesterday from a woman, I won't say her whole name because maybe she wouldn't want me to, but her name was Peggy, and she said a friend of hers, I think she said a friend, was listening to the show yesterday and gave her a call. Now, Peggy is the daughter of Maxine Neff. How about that? And Maxine is still with us. Maxine is in her late 90s, but still doing well, I understand. So I talked to Peggy this morning about having, I asked if Maxine would feel comfortable calling into the program, and we're going to try to make that happen tomorrow morning. So Maxine Neff, the lady who started it all, if she had not called the radio station back in 1980, if she had not called and pledged that $300, this series of events that is taking place today would not have happened. So Maxine Neff is still with us. She is well. She, I believe, 97 is what I was told her age is. And I thank Peggy for calling us. So hopefully we'll hear from Maxine Neff tomorrow and kind of put a button on how this whole thing started more than 41 years ago. Now, okay, here's the bad part of this. Now, I hate to bring this up, but fact is fact. As many of you know, and we've brought this up, back in 1980, when she first went back up, 1980, November 15th, 1980, there was a PVC pipe put inside of her. Charlie mentions it in his story of, I believe it was Louis Wickersham's gavel. There was a picture of the Chuck Wagon pals in there and some other assorted items that went up in Lady Justice. So that was up in her for 41 years. So they take her down, I don't know when they took her down, a few months ago, to restore her. And I got to thinking last week when they were going to put her back up, well, I wonder what happened to the time capsule. Because it would have had to have come down, and I'm sure they would have had to have taken it out when they restored her. And so I contacted the judge who was sending out all the press releases, and the judge said he really wasn't in charge of it, and he thought the commissioners had the time capsule, that I needed to contact the commissioners to find out what happened. So I contacted the commissioners last week, and I didn't hear back from any of them. Kerr or Andy or Ken Stiverson. Didn't hear back a thing. So yesterday, I tried to get in touch with their office manager. And I said, hey, what does anybody know anything about this time capsule? And didn't seem that anybody had any answers. Well, this morning, the gentleman who brought Mr. Carey in yesterday, Dave Watson, apparently approached the judge and the commissioners this morning as they were down there for this project, Lady Justice going back up on the courthouse. And guess what? Nobody knows where the time capsule is. It's lost. And apparently, that was the answer from everybody. Now, I'm not saying it's lost forever, but there you go. It's lost. And as Lady Justice goes back up on the courthouse today, I'm guessing the time capsule is not in there, considering that this is lost. You know, the irony of this is absolutely incredible, in my opinion, that Lady Justice was stolen back in 1952, and she was lost for 28 years, until she was returned in 1980, and now we lost the time capsule. Now, how does that happen? And it's sad to me, because that was part of a big deal, part of Lady Justice. I'm not sure how it all came about that a time capsule was going to go in there, but who knows where Louis Wickersham's gavel is? Who knows where these pictures and papers are now? It's lost. Now, if I am mistaken and they find it, I will let you know, but that's the word I got this morning, that it's lost. So there you go. It is not going back up with Lady Justice today, and at this point, if they find it, I don't know. You're certainly not going to put it back in Lady Justice. She'll be back on top of the courthouse. She might be back up there even as we speak. So That's my story, and I'm sticking to it this morning. That's the information I got. But it was good to hear that Maxine Neff is still with us, and we'll hope to hear from her tomorrow morning. And we're also very glad that Peggy, her daughter, and Peggy's husband are out there listening to the station. And we were glad that Dane Rankert was also informed of our program yesterday. Now, phone lines are open. Do you have anything to say? 740-383-9944. Are you down there watching Lady Justice go back up today? Do you have any information now on the missing time capsule that is gone, I guess? Do you have anything to say about the turn-up of Maxine Neff or Dane Rankert? Or do you have any thoughts on the program yesterday? You know, we had a lot of conversation about Richard Carey, the culprit in this whole mess. Richard's 89 and was in here yesterday, and we had a lot of fun with him. So anything to say about any of this, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. 30 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Phone lines are open, and I know a lot of people were calling in hour number one. We went right up to the break. So if you were getting the busy signal or didn't get in hour number one, now would be your time. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We would love to hear from you. Or is everybody out on their porch and hanging from their window right now, looking at the return of Lady Justice to the top of the courthouse? I don't know. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I don't know how the time capsule was lost. I don't know how that happened. Hopefully, maybe it's just under some papers on somebody's desk at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
They're lifting her up as we speak.
Oh, putting her up there right now.
Yeah. I'm home. There's, on Facebook, there's a, it's called News Force 24/7.
Uh-huh.
Which is a Marion feed, and they've been filming.
Oh,
the
good.
Production of, there's two guys up on the courthouse, and Lady Justice is being lifted by a crane, and she's just kind of hanging in midair right now.
Just hanging in midair up there.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they don't drop her.
Well, hopefully they don't.
So do you make anything of the time capsule coming up missing?
That's just, I think it's hilarious.
Well, you know, it's kind of been the, what do you call it, the sequence of errors.
It's sad. It's really, really sad.
Well, it is sad because I know that was a very important thing to the people who put it back up there in 1980. Mm-hmm. And that's just very unfortunate to me. And how can it be lost? I'm sure it's in somebody's office or something.
No, I'm sure it is, too. I don't know. It's just more drama.
Well, you know what, and that's what I get from this whole situation, is that it does seem to be a little dramatic. You know, in 1980, she hadn't been up there for 28 years, so I understood why people had a great interest in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2021, to be honest with you, I mean, they just cleaned her. They're putting her back up there.
Right.
I mean, if people want to watch, I think that's great. But, I don't know. It did not seem to me to have the great feel that it had in 1980. I mean,
1980.
The Columbus Media came down then.
That's true.
But that's the way it goes.
I'm just letting you know what I'm sitting in my kitchen table watching.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank
you. They're kind of swinging her over there now.
Well, like I said, we will pray they don't drop her, because we
really?
The way things are going now, we just don't know.
Don't know. All righty.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there you go. Well, I guess somebody's down there filming it. Boy, that'll be a... I bet that's an action-filled video, putting a statue back on top of the courthouse. All right, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Any thoughts on anything? And if I'm wrong about this coming up missing, let me know. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
I just want to thank you for all the really good interviews and programs you had over, especially about the last week.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. And one other little thing is, if I want to send an email to Glenn, can I just put Glenn at?
You know what? I don't know if Adam has him set up through the server like that, but I will certainly find out for you.
All right. Appreciate it.
Hey, what do you make about this time capsule coming up missing?
That's pretty sad.
Isn't it sad?
That's pretty sad. Somebody, like you say, I don't think it's missing. I think somebody's got it sitting in their office someplace and not sure what to do with it.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, it's just, once it goes up there, which apparently it is right now, it's not going to go back up.
Because, you know, it might have come out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, when they took it down, you don't know.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate thing here, and,
right.
And I and you were around in 1980. Felt like it missing for 28 years. It had a lot more suspense around it then.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, this time there just wasn't any promotion. That, you know, I didn't even know they took it down and was going to restore it. You know,
right. So. And in any other city, to be honest with you, if they restored their Lady Justice, which I'm sure other cities have done, it wouldn't be a story.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And there was no ceremony down there this morning or anything. That's when we were looking of whether we were going to cover it or not. There really wasn't anything to cover.
Yeah. Arranged like Charlie had done, have the Harding Band and things like that,
Yeah.
Somebody play the national anthem and
Charlie knew how to put on a show.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
you got
the judge didn't know, they don't know how to put on a show, he likes to keep everything low key the way it sounds.
Yeah It's just I don't know what will happen when they do find this time capsule, but hopefully it ends up somewhere.
It's hate to lose things. Well, like the judge's gavel,
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's. I wonder if they even knew what it was.
They surely didn't, and I'm not sure I don't know if the pipe was was PVC ends and stuff to keep the moisture out or what it was. So it's hard to tell.
Well, I tell you, I was reading that newspaper article from 1952 yesterday that Dick Carey was talking about, and I tell you, that is very strange that somebody showed up that afternoon to clean her, and the commissioner...
Yeah, I thought that was the most ironic thing.
Yeah.
Dick Carey, may have saved her.
He really might have.
You never know.
Yeah, because who knew who this person was?
That's right. Nobody said, we haven't hired anybody to do it.
Yeah. Very odd.
Yeah. Very, very coincidental.
It certainly was. Well, and it's good to hear Maxine Neff is still with us.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So, I talked to her daughter. She said she's doing good, and hopefully we'll hear from old Maxine tomorrow.
I can vividly remember the day when Charlie said she had given him $300, and he says, okay. He says, I think it's going to cost a lot more than $300. What am I going to do now?
Yeah, a little more than that. But, if she had never called, I don't think it ever would have crossed Charlie's mind.
Right. It may not have.
She started with her. Well, hey, I'm going to work on that with Glenn, and I'll let you know. But thanks for the compliment.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our friend out there, Ernie Brees, we thank him for calling in. Very nice man, very knowledgeable in Marion history and other things. 37 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we can talk about anything on your mind this morning. Having a good time here on the day that Lady Justice goes back up in the courthouse. But it's just not what it was 40 years ago. I've seen pictures and I've seen videos from 40 years ago, and I think it was just different in those days. I think that she had been missing for 28 years. I think it was the end of a mystery. I think people were highly interested in getting her restored and put back up on the courthouse. This time, I think it's just cleaning her up and putting her back on the courthouse. She's been up there for 41 years, and it's just a little different circumstance. But people will do what they do. But apparently, she's swinging overhead in downtown Marion right now, and we hope she gets back up there, I guess, at this particular point. And if you're just tuning in, the time capsule's missing. Now, again, that report comes from Mr. Watson, who brought Dick Carey in yesterday, who downtown this morning asked the county commissioners and the judge where this time capsule is, and nobody knows. And I'm even looking here to make sure I'm reading that correctly, that is what Mr. Watson said. And, yeah, he said nobody knows where it's at. I asked the judge and the commissioners. Nobody knows. That was from Mr. Watson this morning. What time did he send me that message? That would have been somewhere in the neighborhood of 8:50 a.m. this morning. Mr. Watson sent that message. So Lady Justice was already on her way back to the top of the courthouse at that time, and no time capsule. So there you go. And hopefully we'll hear from Dane Rankert somewhere along the way, or Maxine Neff. Maxine Neff will be tomorrow, but Dane Rankert, at this point, maybe Dane's down there watching it, I don't know. But hopefully we hear from him. Rich Gorenflo put the word out to Dane about that. So, Rich, if you're out there listening, if you could give Dane a call, if he's not down there and he could give us a call right now, we'd love to hear from him. 740-383-9944. And again, Dane Rankert was up there the first time putting Lady Justice back atop the courthouse. Phone lines remain open if you have anything to say. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Had a lot of fun yesterday with Richard Carey. I do want to say that. And I think when people hear the story again, because there were some things we wanted to clear up. Because last week when we got talking about this whole Lady Justice thing, there was this idea that, I mean, some people wanted Richard Carey prosecuted, and we heard it last year on this program that people wanted Richard Carey prosecuted. But, you know, there were other people who certainly knew about this and kept it a secret until, I believe, 2010 is when Richard Carey finally signed the confession that he was the one who had did it and told his story as to how it was done and why it was done and so on and so forth. And he and Charlie did cook up this story. I think Dick came up with the story and Charlie went along with the story for 30 years, I guess it would have been, 1980 to 2010. So that's what happened. And, you know, I don't know what you say about that. I guess if you wanted Lady Justice back, that was the only way it was going to come back, was if somebody decided that nobody was going to be prosecuted. So I guess you have to, I guess it was kind of like a plea bargain. I really don't know. But in the end, there were never charges pressed. And you know what's amazing to me? That back in 1952, nobody seemed to really care, I guess. You know, she was stolen, but it doesn't seem like there was any big case developed or anything of that nature in regard to finding Lady Justice. So I really have no idea why that was either. I guess maybe that is one of those mysteries that will remain for years and years and years. Now, we have a big show coming up Thursday morning. Now, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Thursday morning will be a morning you definitely want to tune in, and I think we will have a lot of fun with what's going on Thursday morning. Well, now we've got a whole new Marion mystery this morning. What happened to the time capsule that was in Lady Justice? Is it laying around the commissioner's office? Is it somewhere in the courthouse? Did somebody turn it over to the Historical Society? We really don't know. Did it even get opened? You know, apparently it was just in a PVC pipe, was my understanding. Other than that, don't know. And that is a shame. because the gavel, if nothing else, it's sad that that's lost at this particular point. Now, hopefully tomorrow morning, we can come on the air and say, hey, it's back. But, again, I don't know. All right, 43 and a half minutes past the hour here, about 16 and a half left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind in regard to Lady Justice, or if you have anything to say in regard to the pandemic. We did talk to Tracy Kinsler in hour number one. That was a fascinating conversation. In regard to where we are with the pandemic and where we are headed this coming holiday season. I don't know if anybody will heed the warnings, but that's the way it goes. You know, some things you just can't write. You know, there are certain things in life you just could not write. And you have to understand the terrific irony in this whole time capsule thing is that Lady Justice was stolen in 1952. She was returned in 1980. They put a time capsule in her in 1980. And now in 2021, when she goes back up on top of the courthouse, the irony is now the time capsules come up missing. You know, if it were me, I would have probably kept an eye on that or known where I put it. But hey, that's show business, I guess, as they say. Terrible ironies of life, I guess. Okay. All right. 740-383-9944. If Dane Rankert's out there or anybody else who has anything to say, give me a buzz. 14 minutes left in the program today. I guess tomorrow I will talk about this wassailing punch that Angie got this past weekend when she was down at Trader Joe's. Now, apparently, I have to wait to drink this wassailing punch until a holiday, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I got a question. You said they put the gavel of Judge Wickersham in there?
Louis Wickersham.
Well, I don't know who that is. How is that significant?
Well, Louis Wickersham was a famous auctioneer here in Marion.
Oh, he wasn't a judge?
No, not a judge.
He used
was
a gavel, so that's why I thought that.
Yeah, it was a big gavel, and I'm not sure how Charlie got his hands. Oh, you know what? A matter of fact, I think I heard this story, that the Wickersham family, after Louis had died, gave it to Charlie when it was said that time capsule was going to go in Lady Justice, and I know there was a picture of the Chuck Wagon Pals, and I believe...
Now, what is that?
That was a group that used to appear on WMRN, very popular. They used to be at Seacam Park here in Marion. And I also believe there were some of these essays that I read yesterday from the children. So, it is very sad to me that this is not going back up there today, and that it's lost.
Yeah, that is nuts.
How does that happen?
Sure. I'm not sure, but, well, at least I know what you were talking about now, because none of that made sense to me.
You know, I loved hearing from Maxine Neff's daughter this morning.
Yeah, wasn't that great that, in 97, wow, that's awesome.
97, and said she would still be able to call in, and I think she's going to go over and talk to Maxine today and arrange that for tomorrow morning. So I look forward to hearing why Maxine decided to call Charlie on the air and offer this money to get this done, because I believe if she had not done that, I don't think this would have ever happened.
Right. It sounds like she was pretty instrumental in making it all come together.
Yeah. Now, have you seen any of this going? Apparently, according to Ted Jolliffe, not a lot of people down there today.
Well, I just came out south again, but when I was at the bus station, they had her, she was just swinging in midair. She was on her way up, and it was a sight to see. The crane, and it was so huge, and I mean, she looked so big, and it was definitely
Let me not see every day.
Well,
cool.
I wonder if we'll see it in the Marion Star or somewhere. I'm glad people got pictures with it who wanted pictures. It's interesting. You know, I think, honestly, you know, because a lot of towns have Lady Justices, I think this really has more to do with the fact that she was stolen. I think had she not been stolen...
Well, of course.
Yeah, it wouldn't... It's just become a part of Marion folklore because I think she was missing for 28 years.
Right. Well, it's a good thing she's back where she... Well, I assume she's on her way back where she belongs.
We hope. Heaven forbid anything happens at this point.
Could you imagine? I just keep looking at those guys up there, and I'm thinking, how in the world? There's no way. Could you get up there like that?
Well, you know, I don't have a fear of heights, but climbing on the top of the courthouse is not something I necessarily have on my bucket list.
I couldn't do that if on $1 million there.
No. I think a lot of people get tied up in this, and nothing wrong with that. It's a very interesting part of history. But, you know, at this point, I just wish we could find the dog collar. Too bad we don't have a Maxine Neff nowadays who would say, listen, I'll give you such and such money if you find that thing.
You really think it's still out there? Gold can be melted down pretty easily. I don't think it's even out there.
I was talking to Richard Carey about this yesterday, and honestly, I don't think somebody stole it for the money. There's a lot of things you can steal for money, and that would be a very risky thing to steal for money. And if you did meld it down, I doubt you would have even got a great amount. It was just a dog collar.
I don't know. That was just my theory. Hopefully it turns out that I'm not as hopeful about that one.
Well, we'll hope. Maybe one day. You never know.
Well, that could be what you go down in history for, Scott.
Finding a dog collar. Boy, that's great. Put that on my tombstone.
That's an accolade.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, though. It is interesting. I know that's the common theory, is that maybe they melted down the dog collar for the gold, but there wasn't much gold on it. It wasn't a golden dog collar. It was a dog collar that had some gold on it. And I don't even know what the purpose of that would be. If you were going to steal something, which obviously this was stolen, you certainly could steal something that was worth more than that. It seems to me, like Richard Carey said, I think two things happened there. Number one, it was a prank, which is what Lady Justice was. It was a prank. Or number two, somebody wanted it because it was President Harding's dog's collar. Just for the historical nature of it. But, you know, I think about the Richard Carey story, and he was very leery for 28 years to return Lady Justice because he was worried that there might have been some embarrassment or prosecution or things of that nature. And I wonder if the person who has the dog collar is in the same boat. Worried about prosecution, worried about maybe there'd be some disgrace involved. Well, I guess you could always cook up a fake story like they did back in 1980 to get people off your back. I don't know. Anybody got any thoughts? 740-383-9944. But again, we've got a whole nother mystery here this morning. What happened to the time capsule, the PVC pipe that was in Lady Justice? Where has that now went off to? Whose office is that in? What pile of papers is that under at this particular point? But who's to say? Maybe just an oversight, as they say. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Does anybody know anything about this wassailing punch from Trader Joe's? Has anybody ever had that before? I was going to bring the bottle in today, but then I thought I have some things to do when I leave here today, and I did not, I didn't want to leave it in the car because I'm not sure how long wassailing punch holds up. You know, nothing worse than having a holiday party and giving everybody wassailing punch and they all get under the weather. We don't want that. So I might have to take a picture of this bottle and then talk about it from the picture of the bottle. But apparently it's a holiday drink that Trader Joe's only offers during the holiday season. So Maybe that'll be the way things will go. Do want to let people know that the Richard Carey interview that I did yesterday will air after this program today. So when I go off, you'll get to hear the story of Lady Justice again from the man who took her back in 1952. That will air at 10:15 this morning. We've already had a lot of requests from people who wanted to hear that. So we will do that this morning. Also have something I want to do with recipes. There's something coming up, so everybody out there who has a recipe, maybe a family recipe, or something you do very well for the holiday season, we are going to talk about recipes coming up on this program, and I have got a book here that kind of sparked this whole thing. And, we've only got 6 minutes left today, so I don't necessarily want to get into this, but I look forward to getting into this book tomorrow for several reasons. So you're going to want to tune in tomorrow if you have a holiday recipe or just a family recipe that might be of interest to you. You know, a lot of people do special things at the holiday. Okay, Tuesday, November 16th, 2021, 54, coming up on 55 minutes past the hour. Can you imagine all the pictures we're going to see today on Facebook of people taking pictures with Lady Justice? I just can hardly wait to see all the pictures that we'll see of Lady Justice off the top of the Marion County Courthouse. Well, I'm glad people got a chance to do that. I am. You know, it's a nice thing, a nice keepsake, and that's the way it goes. All right, does anybody want to fill the last 4.5 minutes of the show today? We got 4.5 left to go. Phone lines open. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Any word on what's going on over at the Marion County Courthouse now? Is Lady Justice back on top of the courthouse, or is she still just swinging around, as they would say? All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you're too late to get in the picture. It's already up.
Oh, is it back on top of the courthouse now?
Yeah, I see the guy up there already putting it up there. I rode by there.
Oh, good. So it's not like just swinging around
times.
Anymore.
Huh?
It's not just swinging around anymore.
No, they're up there tightening it down and everything. So.
Putting it down. So the time capsule, I guess, will be left with us now.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you make of that?
I never knew about it. That's all this time living in Marion, I never knew that thing was up there.
The time capsule or Lady Justice?
Until you start talking about it.
Oh, you never knew Lady Justice was up there.
No, I didn't know what that was about.
Well, that's why we're here.
Talking about it.
Well, we're here to educate and inform every morning.
Yeah, now how in the world did that guy lift that thing when it takes a crane to lift that up there?
Now, how did who lift it?
How'd that guy that did the interview lift that daggone thing when it's so heavy?
Oh, the guy who stole it?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he and two other guys did it.
Two other guys? It takes a crane to lift the daggone thing.
Well, I wasn't there in 1952. My hands are clean of this. I don't have any fingerprints involved.
If it takes a crane to lift it, man, oh my God, that must weigh a lot.
did you watch this thing on video this morning?
No, I rode by it.
Oh, you went right up there.
I had to take my daughter to where my grandson is. She's going to have a baby, so.
Oh, well, congratulations.
And we've rode by it twice.
Now, are there a lot of people down there?
Well, from what I've seen, there was by the crane, there was a few people down there, right there.
A few people. So not
well,
exactly.
Not like it was like jam-packed. It was like, you know, there was like a few people.
So it wasn't exactly
like
the event of the year, is what you're telling me.
No.
No. Well, you know, if Charlie was still here, it would have been the event of the year because he knew how to put on a show.
Yeah, he would have been there.
That's right. That's right. Well.
Yeah, he would have had you up there, too.
Well, I don't know about that.
He He would have had someone else do the radio broadcast, then you would be right up there with him.
You know what's in? I hope in a way that he was down there this morning, and his family will know what I mean by that. I think that would have been a nice touch if they would have brought him this morning. But I don't know. I don't know if that happened or not.
Now, I just wish you would have asked that guy who stole the thing, how in the world did he get that on his truck?
Well, I think I did. I think he said two other guys helped him put it on the truck.
Yeah, but oh my God, that takes a crane to lift that. That is like really heavy.
Well, yeah, I really don't know how much it weighs, to be honest. You don't think you could strap that to your back and carry it around?
Oh, no.
You don't think?
No.
Might be a new exercise plan.
But there's a guy up there, way up there with it, to, like, fold it down or whatever they're doing. But it'll be... Go buy it today when you get done doing the broadcast. And they're up there putting her up.
Well, yeah. Well, when I drive out of here, I'm sure I'll be able to look in that direction and see what went down.
Before you go to work.
Yeah, that's... Work never stops. You got it right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. Don't forget, Adam, the computer guy today from 2:10 to 3 p.m. and Voice of a People with Linda Sims today from 4:10 until 5 p.m. And hopefully we'll hear from Dane Rankert and... go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
Yeah, it took a crane because it's 80 feet in the air. Nobody can jump up there that high and put it, and there's no way you can take it up from the inside. There's a tall, skinny ladder and a little bitty opening to get up in the top of the courthouse.
Right. I think in general, it's probably not super heavy.
No. Yeah, that, like I say, it took two of them. And, well, incidentally, I was talking to my brother about it, and he said, yeah, says, I know who Shorty was. You know.
Oh, really?
But can't reveal his name. He's pretty well known around town now.
Isn't that funny how these gentlemen back in that day were young kids?
Yeah. He was probably, Dick was 18, I think, and this kid was probably 16,
And they all went on to very prominent positions.
That's right.
And it's funny. Right. It's a funny thing. Hey, well, thanks for... Hey, Lady Justice is back up there, so I guess the hoopla's done.
Got a good part.
That's right.
All right.
Thanks,
all right.
Ernie.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, that's probably... Ernie said it much better than I did, that when you have her up on a crane, that's a little more difficult than just putting her in the back of your pickup truck. All right. Well, if you want to hear the story, the interview is going to be rebroadcast with Dick Carey next hour. Stay tuned for this day. Maybe Scott Spears heading for the courthouse instead of the dugout. No, still the dugout. Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Stay tuned.
My people were, and they were well trained. And we have, I think, the best platform ever.
What do you think makes it the best platform ever?
Because it's right on the major issues. It's right on national sovereignty.